This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's do a little dancing and singing. And thinking as well. I'm Doug with Jennifer and Victoria. It is 7 past the hour. I feel like singing Boob of the Day. Who will it be? And the winner is Ted Cruz.
Uh-oh, don't get me started.
He is the Boob of the Day, the Boob of the Week, the Boob of the Month, the Boob of the Year. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I introduce Jennifer Horn to speak more about the boob of the moment.
You're so good to me.
I know, isn't it sweet? Remember, boob starts with boo.
Yeah.
Which is what he got and he deserved last night.
Well, and if you didn't watch, he came out on stage to a standing ovation. People were so excited that Ted Cruz was there.
Hey, big boob, hey!
Yay, everybody was happy. And he gave a great speech, but here's what was missing. Donald Trump's name.
Honestly.
And even a mild
hubris,
endorsement.
Humility. Yeah.
Right. So it seemed that he was getting ready to campaign for 2020.
He focused on LeBron James. He thought LeBron James was getting a round of applause for LeBron. Yeah.
But I think he mentioned LeBron, but he didn't mention Donald Trump at all.
Yeah, right. He mentioned Donald Trump at the beginning, saying congratulations to Donald Trump. Yeah. But a couple of thoughts here is that way back, remember like a year ago when they were all standing on the debate stage for the first time and everybody had to take a pledge because Jeb Bush whined to the RNC that they would have to support the eventual nominee.
Right.
All these jerks raised
I
their hand.
That. Yeah.
Remember that? And they said, oh, yes, whoever the nominee is will support it.
No one thought it was going to be Donald Trump. Though.
Right. Well, guess what, Ted Cruz? Guess what, John Kasich? Guess what, Jeb? You guys, if you're men of your word, took a pledge. Jeb, you're the one that initiated the pledge.
Why in the heck
aren't you rah-rah Trump? You need to make America great hat again.
Uh-huh.
Wait.
Sorry.
Make America great again.
Well, here's what bothers me. And this is why I don't get involved in political conversations, because I tend to get sweaty in my palms when I read things that come from the right. Like this Breitbart columnist, Yiannopoulos, or whatever the hell his name is. Yeah. The way he took off on Leslie Jones and the stuff. We're even getting inundated at our Twitter, the continuing Twitter following conversation at Good Day Show, following this conversation. It's unnecessary. And what it does, the hard people rightists who are obnoxious, the hard people on the left who are obnoxious, they always give the rest of the people in that group a bad name. And so, you know, this guy, we associate him with Breitbart. Breitbart is right of center, perhaps to the extreme. And then, so you come up with this stuff that these people, the assumption is that they don't like black people. And the assumption, I think, is true in this circumstance. You don't say the kinds of things that are said.
Do you know anything about Milo? Do you know anything about
him? I don't know from nothing, and I don't really care.
He's gay.
Yeah, so what?
He's a young, attractive gay man who is writing for Breitbart.
Obviously insecure in who he is.
Well, maybe. I don't know. But here's the rub.
Jennifer, you don't write stuff like this if you're secure.
No, just wait. Here's the rub, is that in this country, you get to write whatever you want.
Yep, you sure do.
And so whether I think it's in good taste or not, which I don't, but whether or not you think it's in good taste, you get to write whatever you want.
But this is harassment, though. This is way beyond
his freedom. But he's entitled to do that if he wants to and suffer the consequences.
Not harass.
You can harass people if you want. It's up to us to decide what we want to consume. What I don't think is okay at all is that Twitter has blocked his account. and that Twitter has said, oh no, you can't get on, you can't ever get back on Twitter again. Well, here's what's really bad about that. ISIS is using Twitter, like in all of these cases, to communicate terror. And you're going to worry about a guy who's saying some yucky, classless things about one person? I don't know. I think
good
that's
point.
Where,
that's
what drives me insane.
Yeah, good
is
point.
That, yeah, I don't like it, but you don't get to say who is appropriate and who's not.
Yeah,
I mean,
me and Victoria have talked about that before, that Twitter itself is just very, very bad at following through on their own rules and, you know, what they consider harassment. But my question is Twitter a private or a public company?
Public.
Twitter is public now.
Okay, yeah. But I don't know. It's just a question, because if you sign up and, you know, they have the thing that you're supposed to read when you sign up on the rules that you're supposed to follow, essentially. So if he's breaking those, then...
Agreed, but Twitter doesn't take down the accounts of ISIS.
Yeah, no, I think it's true that if they're going to do it for this case, that they should do it for all of them.
If you're going to start, you know, I mean, if there are going to be rules, there should be rules for everybody. I mean,
see, and
I've been getting death threats on my Twitter from people on the left who think that I'm Jennifer Horn, the Republican chair from New Hampshire.
Oh.
And so I've been getting a lot of people who are very liberal and think that I'm someone else, and I've been getting lots of hate mail. So look, Twitter gives you that anonymity so you can be a big jerk. You know what? We need to either toughen up or we just need to decide to get rid of Twitter. I think the idea is just toughen up.
Well, I think this is the reason that Twitter has never stepped in, because if you try to solve one problem, then you have to go after ISIS, and then you have to go after the people who are going after you for, you know, and that's mistaken identity. I mean, there's so many layers to this, and this is a complicated onion. But, you know,
there should be a stricter policy
across the board.
The teacher said, Johnny, I've had to send you to the principal's office every day this week. What do you got to say for yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Johnny says, sure glad it's Friday.
Getting tired of walking.
What kind of coffee was served on the Titanic? Kara?
I hope it was good.
No. But you probably don't even know what this is. I'm going to laugh at this. Does anybody know what Sanka coffee is besides me?
Oh, yeah, Sanka. Sure, the instant.
What kind of coffee was served on the Titanic?
Yeah.
Sanka. A man wrote a letter to the IRS.
Oh,
I've been unable to sleep knowing that I've cheated on my income tax. I understand my taxable income, and I've enclosed a check for $150. If I still can't sleep, I'll send the rest. Conversation's getting a little heavy. I decided to lighten it up a little bit. It's 14 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my daughter needs back-to-school supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
Oh, fantastic. She needs more markers.
Your daughter's a budding artist?
No, a huge loser.
Well, I'm sure
she loses markers, crayons, glue.
Oh, I get it.
Right. She's just a loser, not a loser.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like 4-ounce Staples school glue for just 50 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in-store, 10 online.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're not getting cash back for shopping, you're missing out. Download Ibotta now. Ibotta. It's the hottest app to earn cash on everyday purchases on groceries, apparel, electronics, beer, wine, and spirits, restaurants, and more. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Download Ibotta today free from the App Store, and for a limited time, get $10 just for trying it. Ibotta. For cash back every time you shop, you've gotta Ibotta.
In 1 minute, we can help make your life a little better. This is Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Life is full of problems. Executive coach Marshall Goldsmith hopes you'll focus on a problem you're eager to solve.
I don't tell you who you want to be. The goal is to help you become the person you want to be. Our mission in life is to make a positive difference, not to prove how smart we are. So you have to ask yourself, am I going to make a positive difference? If you are, go for it. And if you're not, why are you dealing with it? Most of our lives are wasted on things where we're not going to make a difference anyway. Put your energy into something you can do something about, not something you cannot do something about.
Maureen's no dummy, and neither are her guests on Doing What Works. It's her goal to find people who are energetic, fun, and who know how to provide answers to life's problem areas. We're glad you could join us today. We have more of Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
17 at the hour. Good news. Everybody ready for some good news?
You bet.
Yes.
Woo.
The price of driving is going to go down again. Have you noticed the price of gasoline down 4 or 5 cents this week? I hadn't noticed it until, well, in California it's hard to tell. So I was driving around California last week.
Here.
Yeah, price never goes down.
If it goes down, they come up with some new tax.
On my way to the airport on Sunday afternoon, I forgot a lot of things. I left my phone in the car, and I get right to the airport, and I didn't fill up the car. So I drive around the block. $4.94 a gallon.
That's
from those son of a bees. Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. So anyway, but when I was in Denver? When I was in Denver on Monday, $2.14 a gallon.
Oh, that's nice.
And that made me start thinking, and diesel fuel and heating oil and stuff have gone down as well. So we have gone up over, I think it started around Memorial Day. And the price can't hold because people aren't buying as much gas. So down it goes again. Higher prices as we get into the summer season. Now the good news for drivers is prices are now looking vulnerable to another downturn. Production is up over supply because people are buying cars. It's very interesting to look at. It's kind of like the one percenters and then the people make $34,000 a year. We're selling a lot of cars that are using a lot of gas. I'm not guilty of it. I like to drive Range Rovers, and they're not particularly good on fuel. All right, so to counter that, Victoria bought a Chevy that gets, what, about 42 miles to a gallon? What does that thing get?
33,
okay. But my two children bought Volkswagens. They get 45, 46 miles to a gallon. At least they did before the government will mess
they're
it all
diesel,
up and
right?
make them. Yeah, the diesel.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, so the point is that people are driving more responsibly. There are the disruptions in the fuel supply, which had started at the hands of Daesh, have seemed to die down. The wildfires in Canada that affected, by the way, that fire is still burning in Alberta.
Wow.
You know that, right? This is 5 weeks, even 7 weeks, since if not as bad. But they can't put it out because it's in the soil. And the soil has oil in it, and it just keeps burning. Hard to put it out. But anyway, a lot of the commodity strategists say that the drilling activity has increased. There are idled wells that were started at even the slightest turn. A lot of people shut them off. Now they start them up again because the price went up, and now the prices are going down again. But the bottom line for you is that you will save at the pump. By the time we get to Labor Day, isn't it awful? We're talking about Labor Day. Yeah, choke on that. We'll see prices down around an average of a little over $2 a gallon. It's not. What was it? I think the lowest, it was an average of $1.94 or something. Wasn't it during the winter last year, earlier this year? It was somewhere in that vicinity.
In Jersey, which I know is extra cheap. Yeah. Jersey, it was definitely below $2.
Yeah.
For a bit.
Yeah, right. So that's the good news.
Darn, we're out of time on gas talk.
What is your problem?
She's sassy today. I like it.
No, we're not, because we have the story of gas and cows.
Oh, I like that story. That's the kind of gas I like.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Can't keep my hands to myself.
So it's music time in this hour. Almost every hour we try to have a musical focus here. It's 23, almost 24 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Selena Gomez.
But people say what they want to say. And you should know it's so good. I breathe you in every single day.
Social media in the focus here with this 23-year-old star, quite influential on Instagram. As a matter of fact, it appears Selena's worth about $500,000 every time she messages for a particular brand or a product.
It's incredible.
She has 200 million followers.
Is that all?
Advertising. Bonanza, that is. She has 90 million Instagram followers. Has partnered with Coca-Cola, Pantene. She doesn't inundate her fans with sponsored content, but when she says something, apparently it has some impact. So this is the way, by the way, you can make money. A lot of people do it. Maybe not this kind of dough, but there are a lot of people making money pushing various things.
Yeah.
I thought it was not legit to actually push a product in an outright way on Twitter especially. That they frown.
You'll see so many of them do that. Like the Kardashians and these stupid swan floats that are now everywhere.
What is that?
It's like a big, gigantic swan that you float on in your pool.
Yeah.
And I think Khloe Kardashian like tweeted about it or something. And I'm telling you, these things are now everywhere. Everybody's got a big, gigantic swan.
Really?
Taylor Swift had one last summer.
Yeah, I was going to say it was in the infamous picture with Calvin Harris.
I'm all done with the Taylor Swift. You won't hear much mention of her anymore.
We're done with her.
Done with her. A lot of Shazamming going on at the Republican National Convention. This is one I have a hard time with. I cannot believe these people are so out of touch. They don't know Queen, We Are the Champions. You know how Shazamming works? It's the music identification app. And you hold up the... I remember the first time I ever saw it being used, my son-in-law, Matthew. We had the dinner the night before the wedding in a restaurant. We walked into a restaurant. There was a tune playing. I said, geez, I wish I could remember what that was. He got out his iPhone, just held it up for a second and told me what it was.
That's cool.
That was my first Shazam. But now, they've found out, they did a little measuring, they, whoever Shazam is, Cleveland was not exactly on the top of the usage.
Shazamming list.
List. But because so many people were trying to figure out what this song is from Queen, a lot of it, I find that, who doesn't know, even no matter what age you are, that this is one of those universal anthems.
Yeah, it's one you know for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Unless you just know the song and people didn't know if it was Queen or someone else covering it. I don't know. I'm baffled
by
this.
Well, you could understand it being covered because Queen said don't use it
right
to the Republicans. And who else has said that with music on both sides? There's always somebody using it.
There's always
it.
Somebody, yeah.
Yeah, and we don't want that being used for us. Anyway. All right, so that's the Shazamming story. Meanwhile, on the sadder side of things, I thought it was interesting. Brian Adams knew Gary Marshall, didn't have a lot of time to know him, but he enjoyed the time he spent working on the material for the Broadway adaptation of Pretty Woman.
That'll be an interesting Broadway.
Yeah, I thought it would be interesting.
If you watch social media, he touched so many people. It's amazing.
Yes. Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
That's, I think, his,
you're right,
appeal.
Yep. So, anyway, when does the Pretty Woman musical start? Does anybody know?
They're still writing it, because Brian Adams wanted to do the music, so he hooked up with the producer, or the director, yeah, Jerry Mitchell, who directed Kinky Boots and Hairspray on Broadway. So now he's writing, I think he's already written 3 original songs.
Really?
For it.
Ah, oh, cool.
So it'll probably do in previews maybe next year sometime.
Uh-huh. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Your pet is a pleasure, not a burden. You know, when all of the problems are solved, what remains is, in fact, pure pleasure. The development of a true bond between human and animal. How many people do you know have a real friendship with their pets? Just as married couples grow together over the years, so do a boy and his dog, or an elderly couple and their cat. Why do people have pets? For companionship, of course, and for amusement, and for everything that animals teach us about play and work. Simple things we may have forgotten along our frenzied path toward success in both family and career. This wasn't the case 40 years ago. Then pets were more part of the background, a piece of scenery, something you got for the kids. But today, that's all changed. People tend to be closer to their dog or cat they share a life with, and for good reason. Animals know things that we don't. If we watch and listen to them closely, we can learn a great deal. Love and tenderness are only a small portion of what pets offer us. They often teach us a lot about our own anxieties, fears, hopes, and they make us smile and teach us to live in the moment. That's what it's all about. I'll more next time.
The safety of Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and 2 thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Schilling is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Let's see what next she pushes in the button department. Everybody ready? Listening?
Oh, listen to this! Wow!
Good July!
Yeah! Cranking it up!
We've got four different versions.
You have four different versions? Diana Ross is supreme. Who else have you got? That's the boss.
That's what I knew.
Can you believe that Victoria didn't know that there were 900 versions of this song around?
I don't know why. I just didn't know that.
You've grown up in too many Quaker services at Christmas.
There you go.
Who's this? Crank this up.
The Mariah Carey version.
I was going to say Mariah. Yeah, right. Sounds like Mariah Carey.
All right. 5 months until Christmas.
You're killing me.
Okay, Santa's...
Can I
from
make
all
you
around
sick
the
for
world.
Second?
What? Who? What?
Can I make you sick for a second?
Did you? Or will you?
No, can I?
No, I've been sick for 3 days. I don't want to be sick anymore. What's
no,
the matter?
No, I already started Christmas shopping.
You started it already?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do make me sick.
My Roberta goal is to be done by September.
Really? Good for you. Well, there's a big gathering in Copenhagen this week for the World Santa Claus Congress. an annual conference, Santa Clauses from Around the World Network, Meet the Public, Get into Shape. There are 140 Santas from 12 countries this week gathered in the Danish capital. Santa Cherry from Canada, who is taking part for the fifth time, said there was much more to being a Santa than just putting on the clothing. Quote,
sure.
A successful Santa is not just about the costumes and the clothing. You have a Christmas spirit in your heart. You have that walk. You have to have love of children and caring and be a giver in order to be a successful Santa. It's not something you can make up. It's been in you, and people will know that it's in you. They can see it. So anyway...
And you have to be really good at being peed on by kids in malls.
Ew. Ew, ew.
Yeah, I think that's part of it.
It's true.
Yeah, right.
We
yeah,
used to have a Santa who listened to this show. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Santa B? Maybe he
I
still
do.
Does.
Yeah,
and every year
right.
Christmas he would send me a little Santa message. It was fun.
Yes. Yeah, right. I remember that well. Thank you for reminding us of that. So those of you who are in the heat of all of this stuff, the this is something... As we are in the middle of summertime, they're at it again, these guys from the climate control, wherever, what's this, groups. We have had the hottest June ever recorded, or at least, okay, so the records go back 236 years to 1880. Let's go back 236,000 years, or 236 million years, and find out what the record-breaking temperature circumstances were. For those of you who want to be scared and listen not only to that baloney, but also to yet another report out today that cows are bad because they have too much gas. My suggestion is that you bring some of those cows to the Democratic National
That's what
Committee
I was gonna say.
Convention next week, and you can have be in there with all the people that are going to eat beans and fart everywhere, and then after that's all over, you can tell me that this was a horrible...
We should probably recap the story in case people missed
yeah,
it.
Go ahead.
So there is a contingency of Bernie Sanders supporters who are saying that they're going to eat the most offensive foods possible, beans,
right.
broccoli,
yeah.
whatever yeah. else makes yeah. you and that they're going to actually be releasing gas in the convention as a protest against Hillary Clinton.
All right. They got actually they're going to fill up balloons and then they have you can get a kind of helium that smells like what is it? What's the smell of eggs, rotten eggs? It's because
sulfur.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Fill up balloons with sulfur and then explode them over the floor.
Of the convention. Are you so glad that we don't have to go cover this thing?
Well,
telling you, with the safety concerns of the RNC and the poop
of
concerns of the DNC,
people.
I'm glad I don't have to go.
Oh my God. send that jerk Cruz over there too. He'd be well received.
Oh, he'd be happy to speak, I'm sure, if you invited him.
Right, exactly. All right, anyway, I'm not going to go off on my toot, if you'll pardon the pun, on cows and how good they are for the environment. If the cows are a problem, then so are sheep, horses, goats.
Yeah,
chickens.
Why do cows get singled out? Do
well,
they produce more methane? They're larger, maybe.
Well, they have their systems. This are the ignoramuses that come up with this stuff. Cows produce microbes in their digestive system that, when dropped through their poop onto the ground, spread out into the soil and help make it more productive, make the photosynthetic process work much better. It's much healthier. I would love to have a debate. Somebody see if you can find one of these characters and bring them on the air. I would like to debate with them the nuance of methane versus the contributions the cows make in their poop. We'll have a debate on the air about that. It'll be the most
riveting.
Yeah. Be the most listened to thing
so
on the radio.
So that would be the next segment of Gas Talk, right there.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, let's see here. Speaking of gas talk, it seems that we got television news coming up in a moment. Should we save the Roger Ailes story from there, or you want to talk about it here?
Whichever. Yeah, whatever you want. Let's just talk about it now. Why not?
So there's a revolt going on here, and I'm wondering how the Murdochs are going to deal with this. Because
this is
apparently,
a big deal.
Yeah, it's really very interesting. I wouldn't have paid much attention to it, except that O'Reilly is on the top of the list. Pretty much everybody who works there has said 50 or so people that work on the air have said, okay, you fire Ailes, we're leaving. Which means that they've all talked to Ailes. Ailes says, I'll set up another cable channel. You guys all come with me. That's basically what this means. So he's already figured out how to get a hold of another cable channel, get these guys over there. Now,
or better yet, go to a suffering network like MSNBC.
Yeah.
You don't even have to recreate the wheel and just be like, look, try something different, guys. Yeah. You know, here's a staff.
I wouldn't be surprised if that was maybe in the works, Jennifer, because they need somebody to fund it.
Because starting a huge network and getting affiliate clearances and stuff, I mean, that takes a long time.
Right, yeah. So anyway, pretty much all of them have said...
this list is insane. Basically, the only person not on board is Megyn Kelly.
Right. Yeah.
And Megyn Kelly said that she was hugged inappropriately in 2006. Good God. That was 10 years ago. Say something if it is bad and offensive.
Well, that's the whole thing...
Sean Hannity, O'Reilly, Greta Van Susteren. I mean, the list is the entire cast of Fox and Friends. All of the five, Kimberly Guilfoyle, Eric Bolling. I mean, everybody. Everybody.
I don't watch Fox News. I don't watch news at all, really, in general. But what's the beef that everyone has with Megyn Kelly? I don't get it.
She's a zero vapid.
Like, everyone hates her.
They don't hate her. She's just
There are a lot of anonymous sources from Fox that are saying that they absolutely can't stand her.
But she's an opportunist. She would be nothing from nowhere if it hadn't been for Donald Trump. Go ahead.
Right. I think that's when things started to change. That's when she did the piece in Vanity Fair. She went on Howard Stern. She became the story instead of reporting the news. She became the story. And I think that's when Hannity and O'Reilly, who were probably already competitive with her because they're all fighting to be top dog in primetime. But, you know, that's probably where that started. But have O'Reilly and Hannity, who don't like each other, join forces against her, that must mean they really don't like Megyn.
Right.
Well, but the thing is, you see how vapid she really is under the circumstances. And is it becoming, is it men versus women? I think you'd have a hard time making that argument, given the list of people. I mean, Monica Crowley is vapid as they come, as far as I'm concerned. And,
well, but Greta Van Susteren is not. Kimberly Guilfoyle, as much as her voice is annoying, she's got brains. And
Greta
has Jeanine Pirro.
Greta has it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So, anyway, it'd be interesting to see how it all shakes out. But what a drama. It really is. Very interesting drama.
Well, 43. And on top of all that, Megyn Kelly's contract is up. So they let all these people walk, and Megyn Kelly will walk, too.
Well, she's going to walk to no place because they won't bring her. I would bet after she said that what she did about Ailes, if he goes and runs into the network, you think he's going to hire her?
Well, maybe they'll put her on The View where, you know,
I think she's going to go to like ABC, NBC, CBS. She wants to be
lost.
The next Barbara Walters.
Nah, she'd get lost. Yeah, she doesn't have it.
Well, that's why I was saying maybe like downshift into The View and then she could be like the top dog on The View.
Nah, never. Never be the top dog in anything because she doesn't have the intellectual capability of being.
Oh, she's pretty smart.
She's taken this to the limit as far as she can. The true color, if you let yourself at that, given that experience, you want to go back and make a comparative to Barbara Wawa or Diane Sawyer or anybody on either side, whether male or female, that has made it. They have never outwardly, maybe inwardly, but not outwardly, made themselves the story. They haven't called attention to themselves. Maybe they've hired people to do it, but they haven't done it themselves. That's where she shows her naivete.
Well, on that note, 92-year-old Helen Thomas, who is a perfect example of that, has left us.
Perfect example of not calling attention to yourself.
Right.
Yeah, but letting everybody else do it for you. What a character she was.
Yeah.
She was a character. I sat next to her in the White House briefing room once, and at a radio row she was there making the rounds once, and she always kind of seemed confused to me. She just felt like she didn't know what was next. But she was really, she was like a grandmother. Everybody there took very special note and care of her. And so I remember when she retired, wasn't there a big party or something? She always sat in the front row.
Yeah.
And would get called on first, or at the end, she'd say, when the news conference was over, thank you, Mr. President. That was always Helen Thomas who said that.
Yeah.
Always. So anyway, she passed away at the age of 92. Quite a character. 45 past the hour. More television news in a moment here.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
You sound like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like two-pocket folders for just 17 cents each. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in-store, 10 online.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mister. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sunday's National Parents Day, a perfect time to remind family how important they are. TracFone makes staying connected affordable with smartphones like the LG Rebel LTE and ZTE Citrine, which include features like an easy-to-use 5-megapixel camera, a simple touchscreen and video chat capabilities. Parents will love sharing those special moments with the family. And TracFone now offers a new 30-day smartphone-only plan, complete with talk, text, and data on America's largest 4G LTE networks at just $15 a month. You'll never miss a beat when it comes to staying in touch. With reliable nationwide coverage, count on TracFone to keep you connected for moments that matter. Plus, with no activation or cancellation fees and unlimited carryover to keep any unused minutes, text, and data, you can change your no-contract plan as often as your needs change without penalties. TracFone's available at more than 100,000 retail locations nationwide. Visit TracFoneSwitch.com today for more.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
I love these conversations. My God. Let's not air commercials anymore. Let's just have on the air what's going on.
We need Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara after hours. We do.
That's
behind the scenes podcast where you must make sure that your children aren't listening.
Yeah. All right. So what's on television tonight that's cool?
All right. Well, I don't know. It depends on where you are, what you think is cool. But this is the culmination of the Republican National Convention. This is the night that the networks will continue their coverage because Donald Trump will be speaking, accepting the party's nomination. Ivanka Trump will be giving a speech as well, introducing her dad. If that is not your thing, or as Victoria likes to say, not your jam, the finale, which is long awaited for Bones, is happening. So if you watch Bones on Fox, it's been a long-running fan favorite TV show, and it is Fox's longest running crime drama.
Why are they taking
it
off?
I don't know, because it's just time, I guess. It's wrapping up its next to last season, so you can check that out. And then
it has another season after this?
Well, they've got one to burn off, yes. So this is the premiere, then in like 2 months.
Another show to burn off, you mean, or another season?
Okay, so this is going to be the end of this season. And then the last season, which is just a few episodes, basically this is the beginning of the end. That's why you want to watch it.
Yeah.
And then 13 on BBC America at 10 Eastern, it's that show. It's a British import starring Jodie Comer as a woman who is held prisoner in a cellar for 13 years. That's ending its 5-episode run. So you can check that out on BBC America tonight.
Very exciting. Mm. That's what I was wondering.
Your inner Brit.
Follow the course of somebody who is captivated in a cellar. Check the video out, the man with ALS that gets the bicycle push for 232 miles. Very cool.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all, at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
This tune for a while. Money Pit!
It's the Money Pit.
Okay, Tommy McKay, Tom Kreidler is here.
Good
back
morning.
From his whirlwind trip around. Tom Kreidler, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, in the last 2 weeks has walked, he's circumnavigated the globe. He's walked all around the entire planet and lost a lot of weight. He looks like a new man. His brain is working. His body is working. You will not believe the answers to some of your questions coming right up here.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
At Lumber Liquidators, we're kicking off our summer stackout sale with special deals at every store. Overstock floors, small lots, and more are priced to move. Get unheard of clearance deals at select stores on 2,000 varieties of pre-finished hardwood from just 59 cents. Special buys like durable strand carbonized bamboo. It's just $1.69. North American and European laminate up to 20% off with some deals from just 29 cents. And special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the summer stackout sale today.
Introducing
Taco Bell's Dollar Morning Value Menu. 10 delicious breakfast choices like the sausage flatbread quesadilla, grilled breakfast burritos, and mini skillet bowl for just a buck. The only Dollar Breakfast Value Menu in America where everything's a dollar. Select Craftsman Extreme Grip tools are on sale all month this July at your neighborhood Ace, like screwdrivers with diamond-coated tips and sockets with serrated jaws. Offer valid July 1st to the 31st on select Craftsman Extreme Grip tools at participating locations and acehardware.com. See store for details.
All right, here we are, 56 after the hour. Tom Kreidler, who's co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, is here with answers to questions from listeners like Sharon, listening to WVNJ, writes, we have a well. The water is very cold. In the spring and summer, our toilets sweat.
Waiting you find for you that go. Quite amusing.
I'm just thinking of the toilets are sweating because they're waiting for you to sit on them, lady. Anyway, the water drips on the bathroom floor. How can we correct this problem? Lady, turn the heat on and you'll be fine. All right,
well,
what do you say?
The heat, but, well, maybe the air conditioning. But now, what happens here, especially sometimes when you have well water that's very cold when it comes into the house, and then if you don't have a good cooling system going on in the house, you get all the condensation on the outside of those tanks, the same way you would on, you know, say when you go outside with a glass of cold water and you get moisture forms in the outside of the glass. It can be really annoying, and in some houses it can cause a lot of rotting problems with the floors. There's a little trick of the trade here, and that is that there's a mixing valve that you can install on the feed side of the toilet tank that basically spills just a little bit of warm water into the bowl, so it's not quite as cold. And, you know, you could argue that maybe it's going to cost you a little bit because it's water that's coming from the water heater that you're paying the heat, but I think it really doesn't add up to a lot, and it sort of takes the chill out of that water and stops the condensation problem, which stops the damage and the annoyance of always having water on the bathroom floor. So that's what I would do, Sharon. I would add a mixing valve or have a plumber add a mixing valve to that toilet fill.
Just put a thick towel around underneath it. You'll be fine.
Yes.
Call me in the morning.
That looks lovely.
I am fixing up my kitchen. Tend to paint walls that were wallpapered. Although he's going to use a power steamer to where I've done some of that. Well, I've got two rooms that have to be wallpapered, and one of them has
nothing better than a power steamer to get that wallpaper down. Everything else is just.
But it's as expensive to get that off. This guy's charging as much to get the old wallpaper off as he is to put the new wallpaper up.
Well, it's a lot of work, but you can rent a steamer and do it yourself if you got the time.
Really?
I mean, it's not expensive to rent those things. But his question.
Come up with when are you going to be up here next?
Never.
That's what I want.
When the wallpaper is removed.
When the wallpaper is off the wall.
Right.
Right after that.
Thank you. Now, what he wants to know is what does he do to the walls once all that wallpaper is removed? And what you want to do in a situation like that is to prime the walls with an oil-based primer because that's going to seal in anything that's left behind and give you a really good base for the new paint. And a lot of folks don't understand this, but you need to put primer on first. That actually helps the wall paint that you put.
And you can find an oil-based primer where?
Any place, solvent-based, oil-based. Yeah, I mean, they're available. They're definitely available.
I love
it makes the top coat of paint, Doug, sort of go on a lot easier, the coating is better, and it just looks great.
I just had my guy do the ceiling in one of the rooms. He did two coats. Looks great. But you have to cover any of the holes, as it were.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.